It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Last week, President Trump signed an executive order aimed at limiting mail-in voting and expanding federal control over the electoral process. The order threatens to withhold federal funds from states that don't comply, and now there are mounting legal challenges. On Friday, Wisconsin joined a coalition of 22 other states challenging federal control over mail-in ballots and voter rolls. Here in Wisconsin, voters head to the polls tomorrow to select Wisconsin's next Supreme Court justice. And then in November, it's the midterm elections, with the balance of power in Congress up for grabs. Wisconsin's municipal and county clerks will be overseeing these consequential elections with potential major changes to how people vote. We're checking in with two clerks at opposite ends of the state to find out how they're managing possible changes. Heidi Blunt is clerk for the city of Superior, and Jalene Dombratz is clerk for the city of West Bend. They both hold district leadership positions in the Wisconsin Municipal Clerks Association. I spoke with Heidi and Jalene on Friday. We are reaching you as the in-person absentee voting period is wrapping up. How busy is the clerk's office right now? And Heidi, starting with you in the northwest corner of the state in Superior.
We're pretty busy today, although most city and county facilities are closed for the day Friday before Easter. Our office is open. We're open for early voting through 5 p.m. today and late registrations. And we're also busy packing up all the gear and making sure everything's in place and ready for our election workers on Tuesday.
So packing up all that gear, getting ready to dispatch it, I assume, to all the polling sites.
Yep, that happens on Monday morning.
Okay. And Jalene, how about you? What are you seeing in the clerk's office?
Today's been our busiest day, as well as Heidi. Our office started opening at 8 o'clock with about 10 people already standing in line. And this is the first time we had residents right away at 8. And we are also open until 5 for absentee voting and registration as well. With the limited staff we have, unfortunately, this is all we're doing today is processing in-person absentee voting.
And then for you, in terms of Tuesday, is that as well, you know, does the busyness continue as you get all of your gear in place?
The busyness does continue. We will work tomorrow on Saturday, myself and my staff. And then Monday is busy getting our 8 districts set up, as well as central count, to process all those absentee ballots on election day.
Now, last year's spring general election, it was the most expensive in Wisconsin history. Heidi, how is absentee voter turnout compared to last year?
You know, last year's spring election, we had the highest turnout of percentage of registered voters that Superior has ever had for a spring election. This year, we're not seeing the same thing. Our absentee ballots and early in-person voting is down about, I would say, even 50% of what we saw last year for a spring election.
Jalene, in the southeast corner of the state, what are you seeing compared to last spring election?
Yeah, last spring was our biggest as well, with about 54% of our residents voting. We are 50% less than that this year, or actually more. And our mail-in absentees have been pretty slow with that. So we'll have less than half to process that we had last spring.
Can you talk further, Jalene, roughly what percentage of the votes that you tally come through, you know, mail-in voting?
Mail-in and in-person is in the city of West Bend, usually averages about 53%.
Okay. And what about you, Heidi? What do you notice?
You know, our numbers have come down after the peak of COVID, and we're seeing about 28 to 30% of our total participation in absentee ballots.
Okay. I want to turn to the national level now. President Trump's executive order calls for the Postmaster General to deliver mail-in ballots only to people on a federal confirmed citizen list. What impact could this have on your process and procedures carrying out elections here in Wisconsin? And Jalene, you first.
It's hard to even fathom what may happen in the future. I was reminded today is 7 months to the date for the general election. I would want to know so much more information. What list, what criteria? We have in the city of West Bend requests, especially for general elections, all around the world with people, you know, permanently or temporarily overseas. We have a lot of college kids that receive their ballots. I today talked to a woman who's almost 101 with her absentee ballot that came back that had insufficiencies. And she told me she could not get to our office. And today with mail, this mailing the ballot back, we probably would not get it in time for it to be corrected for Tuesday's election. So there are people that cannot come to in-person absentee voting or on election day. So how are they supposed to vote?
In that circumstance with the 101-year-old, how do you figure it out? How do you get that vote to count?
Unfortunately, speaking with her and how she does not have a capability of coming to our office and with such a short amount of time for mail, if she does not correct it by 8 p.m. election night, we have to reject that ballot.
Heidi, turning to you, what is your reaction to the executive order and what you see coming out of the federal level?
You know, I worry about the feasibility of the Postal Service in being able to be prepared to execute the request of Donald Trump for ensuring that a mail-in or absentee participation list is up and running. You know, November may sound very far away, but really we have that August primary that has federal elections on it. And 60 days from that for ensuring those lists, that's really a June deadline, and that's only 2 months away. So I'm worried about what feasibility in relations to the ability to build that list, maintain it, train employees, build software, and connect with Wisconsin records.
There would be so many processes that would need to change. It sounds like it would be a major upheaval.
Yeah, it would be.
Jalene, in terms of federal funding, do you know what West Bend receives?
We don't receive any federal funding for elections.
Okay, so no federal funding. You're doing
it. I don't believe we do either.
Okay, yeah. You know, midterm elections, they're already underway in some states. Is there enough time, Jalene, to make major changes in voting for fall elections to still run smoothly?
In my career, no, there would not be enough time at all.
Can you talk about your career as city clerk and how you got there?
Well, I've been the city clerk in West Bend since December of 2023. However, I've been in this field in other municipalities for over 10 years. So the hardest election to this date was after COVID hit, April of 2020. And that created a lot of changes for us to hold an election in the middle of a pandemic. So, and things happened very fast during that time, with even the day before not knowing if we were going to have an election or not. Clerks, though, they persevere, and we went through, and every single law going back and forth, we ran as we would normally do with an election and working day and night to make it happen.
Clerks persevere, Heidi. I wonder, how did you become city clerk and this particular job that is so detail-oriented and so much on the line for democracy?
You know, I left the field of academia. I became deputy clerk in my own city about 4 years ago, and I've been the city clerk for 3 full years. I find it to be like one of the most direct ways that I can serve my community, and so I really enjoy and am dedicated to the work itself.
Do you feel like you know residents better in the job you do because you're talking with your neighbors so often, I would imagine?
That's exactly it. You know, whenever we have the rare chance where a citizen comes in and is upset or worried about how the process works, I remind them that I'm one of their neighbors and that it's my job to ensure that, you know, every eligible voter gets to participate and that every valid vote is counted. So I love that part of my job.
We're talking with Heidi Blunt, their City of Superior clerk, and Jalene Dobratz, who is clerk for the City of West Bend. And we're talking as a new presidential executive order has come down that seeks to limit mail-in voting and looking at how that could affect clerks preparing for elections into the future. You know, I want to look at security in elections, which has been such a hot button issue. Jalene, how secure is voting absentee by mail in Wisconsin? What would you say?
I would say 100%. Myself and my clerk friends, we all work as hard as we can to secure our elections. People that question it, I always invite them to become an election inspector so they can see our side and what is done to protect every single ballot and also on election day when we're processing those ballots. If there's questions, I think the best way to learn is to actually be hands-on to see what we do to secure elections.
Have you had an increase in election inspectors?
Yes, we actually have. We get lists from our political parties, our Republicans and our Democrats. And this is the first time in my career working in Washington County that we've had more Democrats on the list than Republicans.
Heidi, turning to you in Superior, what would you say to security in elections and voting absentee by mail?
You know, I agree with Jillian. Our absentee ballot process in Wisconsin is definitely secure. It's also transparent. And importantly, I believe that it's accessible, especially to people who need it. And then really anyone who also is eligible to vote and wants to vote by absentee ballot.
Do you hear concerns from constituents, from residents, you know, mailing their vote that their ballots might not make it or might not count? What concerns do you hear, Heidi?
You know, the one good thing we have here in Wisconsin is we do some mail tracking of ballots. We have a wonderful myvote.wisconsin.gov website where if you have an absentee ballot in the mail system, you're able to check the status of your ballot and you're able to see when the clerk has received it and logged it in and that it's ready to be counted on election day. So we have some really great tools for residents to peer in and see the transparency of where their absentee ballot is in the process.
Jalene, what has that tracking system meant to your community in West Bend?
We have it. However, a lot of our residents don't use it, even though we do promote it on our website, on our social media pages. The last election, both last spring, April, and this upcoming election, we have had more residents who state they have not received their absentee, even though we mailed out our absentee is March 17th, and that was the state statute date for us to get them out. So that is a concern with our residents that they're not getting them in a timely fashion. We do promote, though, with our residents to make sure they mail their ballot back at least 7 days before the election or drop it off or put it in our drop box if it's closer than that.
You are so busy, and election season can put extra demands not only on your position, but also the staff members and the volunteers. Are you keeping up with the needs that demand to carry out an election? Heidi, you first.
You know, I think we're keeping up with the demand for sure. I have a really great team, and We strive to remove the barriers for participation, you know, thinking about our residents who may be living in care facilities or those who physically can't make it to the polls on election day. Our absentee ballot process gives us really good avenues to make sure everyone gets to vote, even if they can't physically make it into the poll site on election day.
Jalene, how about you? Are your staffing levels keeping up with the needs of carrying out elections? And do you have enough poll workers?
I can say Poll workers, yes, we do. We are very fortunate with the political party list that we receive, as well as unaffiliated residents that are working for us. So that has been a good improvement for us. As far as our other election duties, I have amazing election inspectors who, when we call out for help, whether it be getting our absentees in the mail for the state statute deadlines like March 17th, that they will come and help us. Right now with in-person absentee voting, we call in election inspectors who are thrilled to come in and help us, and we couldn't do it without them.
Why do you think they are so energized and so willing to help out?
They love the process, and I know that they don't do it for the money. Election inspectors, at least in the city of West Bend, they do earn a wage. A lot of them want to volunteer, though, for their community. They feel like it's their civic duty, and they have fun doing it.
Heidi, in Superior, do you have enough volunteers to fill the needs of what has to happen on Election Day?
Yes, for a general spring election, we definitely have enough volunteers and election workers. It does get usually tight around those big general elections where we're always looking to recruit more election workers and get them trained well before that November election. So I'll be looking for more later this year.
What does the training entail? Is it a number of days? And how does that work? What is the commitment?
The minimum requirement for the state election workers are required to have 2 hours of training with their municipal clerk every 2-year period. Here in Superior, we offer 2 hours of training before each election. So our workers get a little bit more than the state minimum.
I want to turn back to the federal government once again. The Trump administration is not ruling out placing federal immigration agents at polling sites. Are you hearing concerns about any ICE presence in your community polling places now or perhaps in the future in the November midterms? Jalene?
I had an election inspector training this Thursday, and I did have one of my inspectors question about ICE being at the polling location. And I did contact our local police department, which we work hand in hand with on election day. And they do visit all of our polling locations in Central Count multiple times a day. They have not heard anything as of yet, but they will be through our polling locations, like I said, multiple times. And of course, there for us if anything comes. But I haven't heard anything else regarding that.
What might be your protocol if they do show up, Jalene?
Our protocol is we would call our police department.
Okay. Heidi, for you, what do you hear?
You know what? I have the exact same thing. I have multiple election workers asking me if I've heard about this, what our plan would be. I've also heard from election workers that their families are worried about, is their participation in elections a good idea? And so that's really hard to hear from our election worker staff. We want our election workers as well as our voters to feel safe when they come to the polls. I don't have any information that may be happening, and our plan would be to go to the police chief and our city attorney to find out more about what that could look like, because we don't know what it would look like.
Well, Heidi and Jalene, thank you so much for taking time out of this busy time for you. Really appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Heidi Blunt is city clerk for Superior. Jalene Dobratz is clerk for West Bend. We've been talking about President Trump's executive order seeking to tighten voter rolls, mail-in voting, and voter rolls. We also checked in on preparations for Wisconsin's spring election. Polls open tomorrow at 7:00.